Let me tell you now about Naomi Munavera. She was born in Sri Lanka in 1973, but a brewing civil war convinced her family to move to Nigeria. Then there was a military coup there, and the family moved again to Los Angeles. Today, Munavera is a writer in Oakland, California. Her first novel, Island of a Thousand Mirrors, is just out. And she recently sat down for our First Day series, where immigrants remember what it was like arriving here in America. Here's Naomi Munavera talking about moving to L.A. as a teenager.
It was September, so we immediately were enrolled in school. I think I was in a state of shock for at least 3 months. I remember being at a party and another Sri Lankan girl saying, "So are you from L.A.?" And I literally didn't know that L.A. meant Los Angeles. So I said, "No, I don't know. I don't know." And I was very confused. And, you know, all the other kids started laughing but I literally did not understand, I think, really where I was or sort of the greater geography of the state or the country. You know, you're scrambling to figure out who you are, what you are. There's not many people around that look like you. We were quite poor. My parents went from being professional people to being, you know, really menial labor is what they were doing to begin with. My dad went from a civil engineer to the attendant in a parking lot. So he did that for a few months. And so I remember specifically I had two pairs of jeans, a green sweater, a pink sweater, and I think like two shirts. And those were my choices. These like other girls were showing up in school with a new outfit every day, or, you know, they had hairspray in their hair. It was the 80s. So you learn about Aquanet. they had makeup on, and this was just all incredibly new to me. This was also teenager, so things like hair on your legs, okay, that's unacceptable. In either Nigeria or Sri Lanka at that time, it would have been completely like not anything anybody paid any attention to. But in an American high school or junior high school, this was a big deal. You had to shave your legs, you had to shave your armpits. It was much more attention upon the body in a certain way. And these are just lessons you learn as you watch and you learn how to emulate, you know? I think the thing that really saved my life in terms of this migration is books. I grew up in a very rural village in Nigeria where I didn't have access to books, in English especially. So when I came to America, it was just a feast, the fact that I could go into a library, and it was such an incredible feeling of liberation. And I mean, it was like church, like, oh my God, I can take any book out that I want. And I think that's really what was my salvation and has been throughout my life.
We've posted an excerpt from the new book by Naomi Munavera at PRI.org. I hope you have a story about your first days in the U.S. and that you'll let us know about it. Go to PRI.org/firstdays or join the conversation on Twitter. Just use the hashtag #firstdays.